Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, being Wednesday, we get to speak to the wonderful Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Peachy keen. Thank you, Dr. Howard.
Excellent. Let's talk mosquitoes, because we're heading into the summer season, and they are a bother in some parts of the country, but actually quite dangerous in other parts because of malaria. So what do we know?
Mosquitoes are a fairly messy animal in terms of people. In the last 50,000 years, half of everybody who died because of the Anopheles mosquito, malaria. Nowadays, in 2020, it killed 250,000 people alone, so it's still around. Mosquito. There's about 3,500 species of mosquitoes, but only 100 are actually nasty and potentially bite and spread disease to humans. And by the way, Hawaii had no mosquitoes.
What
until
do you mean?
1826.
Oh, wow.
A foreign ship brought them in. And by the way, we don't know what use they are. You ask the mosquito scientists, the entomologists, what would happen if they were all suddenly made to vanish? There'd be some sort of ecological impact, but we don't know what. Like, for example, many other insects eat mosquitoes. So, we don't know. But we have found two places that have got no mosquitoes. Antarctica, just south of you guys, but that doesn't really count as a country, or Iceland. So Iceland's got this weird climate, so it's not too different from Norway, Scotland and Greenland, which are just home to multiple species of mosquitoes. Iceland is mosquito-free, and we think it's because of the harsh climate and the lack of breeding habitats. So they do have ponds and marshes near their airports, but the mosquito has to go through four stages in its life cycle: egg, larva, pupae, like a little mushy mush, a chrysalis, and then an adult. And the adults lay their eggs, which then in the water, which then turn into larvae, which then develop into pupae, and they need unfrozen water, liquid water, to develop, and they're just not getting it in that part of Iceland during the seasons the way they are at the moment. They might get it with global warming later, but right now the mosquitoes can't survive the bad climate. So they can jump into the water and have babies, but the babies don't come to fruition.
So should we kill mosquitoes? Is it okay to kill them then? Because Mukundi's nodding his head vigorously here in studio, saying,
Well, for dragonflies can eat as many as 100 mosquitoes a day. So if you get rid of mosquitoes, suddenly dragonflies could reduce in number or in ecological range. We don't really know. I haven't been able to find a paper on the thought experiment of what would happen if you got rid of all the mosquitoes on Earth. On the other hand, half the people who died in the last 50,000 years were killed by mosquitoes. Yeah, go figure.
It's actually unbelievable. The issue, the blue light removing stains from clothes, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so we've known for a while that ultraviolet can remove stains from your clothes. And I always, do you have a clothesline at your place, Howard, or do you use a dryer? Use a clothesline?
So we
just have the clothes, sort of big ones, little ones, on a square rotating thing, and that lets the sunlight penetrate deeply, as well as turning them inside out. And so over a period of time, hanging them out in the sunlight can remove yellowing from old clothes. And certainly if you get ultraviolet, which causes skin cancer, you can get rid of the yellow out of older white garments within about 10 minutes. But an intense blue light, which is fairly close to ultraviolet, but doesn't cause cancer, that will, in 10 minutes, remove the yellowing from older white garments, and if it's intense enough, can remove stains from clothes. And we didn't know this until recently.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it might be part of the washing cycle that you might have in your dryer, or you might have in your washing machine, an intense blue light or ultraviolet. Now, you got water there, so maybe there's a cycle at the end where it gets rid of all the water
And then it has the blue light.
It has the blue light to get rid of the stains. I don't know. But they've just isn't it amazing we've only discovered this
in the last few weeks.
Last few weeks.
This is really hot off the scientific press.
Yeah, and it seems ridiculously low tech and simple. And so that's a way to clean your clothes.
Wow. Okay. And a blue light is, how do you get hold of a blue, like what is a blue light?
You can get blue LEDs. So the way to measure it is in wavelengths, and the wavelengths is measured in billionths of a meter called a nanometer. And so the visible scale that we can see with our eyes is roughly 400 at blue to 700 at red nanometers, 400 to 700. And anything after red, from about 700 up to 30,000, we call that infrared. And you can't see it with your eyeballs, but you can feel it on your skin. And then ultraviolet begins around 400 down. So the blue light that they've been using is 445 nanometers, so it's well and truly light that does not cause cancer. But when you get to around 400, just a little bit smaller than that, then you've got light that can cause cancer. And we've known that ultraviolet, you know, can clean clothes, but it was just too dangerous to mess around with. But even blue light, which is fairly close, still has enough energy to break down the stain chemicals or whatever they are without causing cancer in humans, we think.
So interesting. Dr. Carl, that's where we leave it. Thank you, as always. It is 7:42. It's just remarkable what we learn every single week. Always something just very, very different in the world of science.